It's now again. Welcome back to Mindful Deconstruction, your daily mindfulness training session, particularly for those who are deconstructing from their faith. My name is Jeremy West, I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the trickiest challenges of deconstruction, navigating relationships with family and friends who remain within the religious tradition that you've left. For many, these relationships are deeply meaningful, but they can also become sources of tension. You might face questions, judgments, or a sense of distance from people you care about. Let's explore how mindfulness can help you maintain these connections while staying true to your path. First, it's important to recognize that these dynamics are naturally complex. For many of your loved ones, faith isn't just about personal beliefs, it may be their identity, their culture, and their comfort zone. Your decision to leave can feel unsettling to them, even if you don't mean it to be. Mindfulness invites us to acknowledge this complexity without judgment. It's okay to feel frustration, sadness, or even anger, but it's also helpful to approach these emotions with curiosity. What are they teaching you about yourself and your relationships? When discussing your deconstruction, focus on compassionate communication. Avoid debates or trying to win an argument about faith. Instead, use I statements to share your perspective. For example, I've been exploring my own beliefs and finding what feels true to me. I respect your faith. And I hope we can continue to connect as family and friends, even with our differences. This approach keeps the conversation centered on your experience, reducing the chance of conflict or defensiveness. Mindfulness also helps us navigate boundaries. If a loved one frequently brings up topics that feel triggering, it's okay to set gentle limits. You might say, I appreciate your concern, but I prefer not to discuss religion during our time together. I value our relationship and want to focus on the things that bring us closer. Boundaries aren't about shutting people out. They're about creating space for mutual respect and understanding. One of the hardest lessons in navigating these relationships is accepting what you can and cannot control. You can't change someone else's beliefs or reactions, but you can control how you respond. Mindfulness encourages us to stay present, even in challenging moments. When a conversation feels tense, try grounding yourself with a deep breath. Remind yourself that their perspective is a reflection of their journey, not a judgment of yours. Despite religious differences, many relationships are rooted in shared values like love, kindness, and connection. Highlight these commonalities. For instance, if family members emphasize service or community, you can share how you're finding ways to contribute to the world in meaningful ways, even outside of their faith tradition. It's also important to acknowledge that not every relationship will remain close. If certain connections feel too strained, seek out communities of people who understand your journey. Whether through online forums, local support groups, or new friendships, these relationships can provide the encouragement and validation you might not always find with religious loved ones. I remember struggling with this dynamic in my own deconstruction. A close family member couldn't understand why I left, and their comments often felt hurtful. Over time, I realized that their reactions came from fear. Fear for me and fear about what my decision meant for them. Through mindfulness, I learned to meet these interactions with compassion. I didn't need to change their mind. I just needed to honor my truth while respecting theirs. Eventually, the tension eased and our relationship found a new equilibrium. If this is what you'd like to work on today, you might make a daily intention. How many more ways can I continue to approach my loved ones with kindness and clarity even more? For more on setting daily intentions, check out episode 59 of It's Now Again. Navigating relationships with religious loved ones is a journey, not a destination. Through mindfulness, you can cultivate patience, compassion, and authenticity, even in the face of challenges. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Mindful Deconstruction. If you have any questions or thoughts to share, visit jeremywest.net. Until tomorrow, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.